Today's models of success will be presented in Urdu and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Thai, Urdu and Spanish. Khush mizaj nazreen, program kamyabi ke namune mein khush aamdeed. Aaj hum Pakistan ke Major Mohammad Abbas ke kuch karnamon ka tazkira karenge, jinhone insaniyat ke liye apni zindagi waqf kar di aur wo apne khairati kamon ki wajah se jane jate the. وہ خوش قسمت لوگ جو میجر عباس سے واقف تھے وہ انہیں پیار سے میجر عباس یا صرف انکل کہہ کر پکارتے تھے میجر عباس نے مستحق افراد کی مدد کے لیے بہت کام کیا یہاں تک کہ 77 سال کی عمر میں بھی انہوں نے 10,500 فٹ کی بلندی سے چھلانگ لگائی ایک فلاحی منصوبے کے لیے چندہ اکٹھا کرنے کی خاطر جس کا مقصد کم سینی کی مشقت کی روک تھام تھا سبت کیو نقوی جو کہ ٹورنٹو میں مسلم فلاحی مرکز کے منتدی میں اعلیٰ ہیں انہیں میجر عباس کو ذاتی طور پر جاننے کا شرف حاصل ہے
One time I sit down with him and he was telling me that he walked over 10,000 kilometers for various charities locally in Canada and in UK and in some Middle East to raise funds for various charities, international and local.
Major Abbas نے یہ خیراتی کام 1986 سے شروع کیے. وہ تنظیمیں جو Major Abbas کی رحم دلی سے مستفید ہوئیں ان میں UNICEF, بین الاقوامی اسلامی ہسپتال, کینیڈا کی آرتھرائٹس سوسائٹی, اسکات حمل کی روک تھام کی سوسائٹی, بی بی سی کا ضرورت مند بچوں کی امداد کا منصوبہ, کینیڈین ایسوسیشن آف پاکستان اور محبان پاکستان شامل ہیں 1987 میں انہوں نے جزیرہ نما عرب سے ہوتے ہوئے مکہ اور مدینہ تک کا 2500 کلومیٹر لمبا پیدل سفر طے کیا خیرات اور حج کرنے کے لیے اور جدید دور میں وہ ایسا کام کرنے والے پہلے شخص مانے جاتے ہیں
When he got there in Makkah, he went straight to hospital to get blood. Many people told him that, why don't you go for some prayer in the mosque? Because most Muslim goes to Saudi Arabia, especially to Makkah, to perform pilgrimage, and which we call Hajj. So many people advised him to go first there. So he said, no, I'm here to help a hospital, I'm here to raise money for a hospital, so this is my responsibility to go and give blood. I'm toiling and sweating to help people. So that was his vision, you know, to help the less fortunate people, which was really inspired me.
میجر عباس نیک مقاصد والے انسان تھے جنہوں نے اپنے اچھے ارادوں کو عملی جامہ پہنایا
He said that people pay zakat on their wealth, but I don't have wealth. So I pay zakat on my health. God gave me good health. So I just, you know, help people.
Major Abbas ke bete Muhammad Iqbal Ali, Muslim Falahi Markaz ke maujooda muntazim aala hain. اپنے والد کے نقش قدم پر چل کر انہیں پتا چلا کہ ان کے والد محترم کی بے لوث کاوشوں کے پیچھے کون سی قوت کار فرما تھی
In his beliefs, he was a very strong Muslim. But he believed that we have to demonstrate Islam. I mean, that's what I got out of him. He said, just talking about Islam and the morals and all that of Islam is not enough. You have to actually live and show to the world that it's a very kind and compassionate religion. It is how you interact with humanity. That's why he selected this motto from the Quran to be the motto for the organization, service to humanity, service to Allah, not service to Muslims or service to Islam. That was the message of the Prophet Muhammad.
اپنے خاندان کے تعاون اور بھرپور پیار کی بدولت میجر محمد عباس اپنے خیراتی کام دل جمعی سے پورے کرتے رہے ان کی اہلیہ محترمہ سرور عباس نے خاص طور پر ان کے نیک کام کی حوصلہ افزائی کی
How does it feel to be a granddaughter of such a great personality like Muhammad Abbas Ali?
It's pretty good. You learn a lot of things from him.
So when you go to school, what do your friends say about Uncle, as he's so favorably called?
They're like, wow, you had like the coolest grandpa ever, because he did so much stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like no one ever heard of a grandpa skydiving or something like that yet.
What about his wife, your grandmother?
Yeah, I think that she's just as amazing. If it wasn't for her, I don't think this would be here right now.
Okay.
And it wouldn't have been such a big success if we didn't work together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, she supported him like all the time.
1993 में मेजर अब्बास ने टोरंटो में मुस्लिम फलाही मरकज़ की बुनियाद रखी, इस मकसद के लिए ताकि बदकिस्मत अफराद की बराह रास्त मदद की जा सके।
The idea to start something, you know, very little, very basic, to give a person who is needy some grocery, could help that person at least for a week or for a month. Mm-hmm. They started with the food bank in Toronto. And then slowly it grew up. From food bank, we have also over 6,000 families registered with food bank. Mm-hmm. We have 3 branches of Halal Food Bank in Toronto, Mississauga and Whitby.
Nazreen, dekhte rahiye Supreme Master Television. Program kamyabi ke namune par hum wapas aayenge. Khuda tarz Major Abbas Ali ke kuch karnamon par mazeed tafsira karne ke liye.
He was a person that anybody met him, get inspired immediately.
Yeah, he was just a fantastic person. He lived a very fulfilling life, I think. Did a lot of stuff that I wish maybe I can do someday too. Like all the long walks that he did. He walked all the way in the desert. The skydiving, that type of stuff.
Muhtaram Nazreen, program kamyabi ke namune mein khush aamdeed. Hum baat kar rahe hain Major Mohammad Abbas Ali ka, jinka shumar Pakistan ke mukhayyar hazrat mein hota hai, aur wo Canada mein maujood Muslim Falahi Markaz ke bani hain. 1995 में मुस्लिम फलाही मरकज की बुनियाद रखने के 2 साल बाद मेजर अब्बास ने जरूरतमंद औरतों और बच्चों के लिए मुस्लिम फलाही मरकज कायम किया। ये दोनों खिदमात शुमाली अमेरिका में अपनी नौयत की पहली शुमार की गईं। ये दोनों खिदमात हर जरूरतमंद के लिए दस्तयाब थीं, कताए नजर इससे कि किसी का मजहब या उसकी कौमियत क्या है।
It's a 40-bed facility, and operate 24 hours, 7 days a week, helping homeless and abused women with their children. And since last 13 years, we are operating that women's shelter, which had helped 6,000 families. Then we have other projects, like Meals on Wheel project, which is operating since last almost 10 years now. It's a weekly project and it's a volunteer-based project. We prepare 350 lunch bags every Saturday, and then our volunteer take it to downtown Toronto area to distribute to homeless people sitting on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his idea to, you know, help everybody. We recently opened a free clinic here in Toronto.
बतौर बानी और सदर मुस्लिम फलाही मरकज के मेजर अब्बास कैसे थे? बेशक बहुत से लोग मेजर अब्बास की मुस्तकिल मिजाजी और उनकी खुली सोच से मुतासिर हैं।
He would have fun with them, take them out, play with them, cricket or whatever. And he said, and he did, he believe and would always say, the youth are the future. You have to really take care that they are given the right spirit and the right guidance to provide the backbone for our community.
He'd always encourage you to be involved with the community, to be involved with charitable works. Mm-hmm. He'd always say that you got to start when you're young. You can't just start when you're older, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to lay the foundation when you're younger. Mm-hmm. And so I really took that to heart, and yeah. I want to do that.
That's what impressed me most. Mm-hmm. He was an impartial person, didn't believe in boundaries, like religions and colors and caste and nationalities. He was a true servant of humanity.
سالوں پر محیط میجر عباس کی قابل قدر کوششوں نے انہیں کئی اعزازات بخشے، جس میں آؤٹ اسٹینڈنگ ایشین کینیڈین کمیونٹی ایوارڈ، کمنڈیشن اینڈ کمٹمنٹ ٹو ولنٹیرزم جو انہیں عزت مآب مائیکل ڈی ہیرس نے نوازا، پریمیئر آف ٹورنٹو اور عزت مآب ملکہ الزبتھ دوم کی طرف سے گولڈن جوبلی ایوارڈ بھی شامل ہیں.
The legacy he has left behind, very hopeful legacy.
میجر عباس کے شروع کیے گئے نیک کام ان کے اداروں کے ذریعے انہی کے نام پر جاری ہیں. مسلم فلاحی مرکز پاکستان میں 4 مقامات پر مفت طبی مراکز اور تعلیمی منصوبوں کے ذریعے اپنے بانی کی سوچ کے مطابق کام کر رہا ہے.
We provide free books, stationery, uniform, shoes, and plus we give incentive as a grocery to those children's family so that they don't stop children coming to school. There are 650 students going to these schools which have been subsidized from here. Mm-hmm. $1 here is not much amount, but that can, when you convert into local money there, it's something, you know. So that help a lot.
یہ مسلم فلاحی مرکز پاکستان کے خشک اور صحرائی علاقوں میں پانی کی تلاش کے منصوبوں کے لیے بھی مدد فراہم کرتا ہے.
We dig well for remote villages in that desert region, and so far we have already provided consumable water by digging well in those villages, about 17 of them. Mm-hmm. And it's a continuing project, and people pledge. It's cost only $2,500 to bear the cost of digging one well.
میجر عباس کے مقصد کے عین مطابق مسلم فلاحی مرکز کے ارکان تمام پس منظر والے مستحق افراد کی آفات کے امدادی کاموں میں مدد کے لیے سرگرم ہیں.
We have disaster relief project wherever there is some disaster around the world, like there was a tsunami in Indonesia, then there was an earthquake in Kashmir, there was Katrina, there was earthquake in Iran. So we raise money here and also send some relief goods to those countries to help people.
اپنے ادارے کے جاری خیراتی کاموں کی بدولت میجر عباس کا جذبہ رحم اور محبت دوسرے لوگوں کے لیے ایک ابدی اور حقیقی روایت ہے.
He was a true human being with all the qualities you would like to see in a perfect human being who understood the purpose of his creation. He always believed in equity of human beings, in the equality of resources, and he made his lifelong goal to serve the humanity.
ہم میجر عباس کے خاندان اور مسلم فلاحی مرکز کے عملے کی تمام مہربانیوں کی قدر کرتے ہیں جنہوں نے میجر عباس کے تجربات اور غیر معمولی خوبیوں کو ہمارے ساتھ بانٹا. خدا کرے کہ ان کی نیک دلی اور بے لوس خدمت کا سلسلہ چلتا رہے اور ایک درخشاں مثال بنے ایک بہترین اور خیال کرنے والے معاشرے کے لیے. قابل قدر ناظرین، ہمارے پروگرام کامیابی کے نمونے میں شامل ہونے کا شکریہ. ہمارا اگلا پروگرام ہے سبزی خوری، زندگی گزارنے کا بہترین طریقہ. قابل غور خبروں کے فوراً بعد سپریم ماسٹر ٹیلی ویژن پر. تعریف ہے آسمانی روشنی اور اچھائی کی جو سب لوگوں میں ہے.
Splendid viewers, thank you for joining us today on Models of Success. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. Praised be the divine light and inherent goodness in all people. To find out more about the Muslim Welfare Center, please visit www.muslimwelfarecenter.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MOS.